When I first moved to Sitka, I had a wood stove, a Blaze Queen, that got so warm it would turn us right out of our living room, even on the coldest winter days. Like hundreds of other Sitkins, I took advantage of low fuel prices in the mid-1990s, around 65 cents per gallon, installed a modern oil stove, and turned out my Blaze Queen, out the door, down the steps, and into the back of someone's pickup truck. Cutting, hauling, splitting, and stacking firewood became a part of my past. Now, Marcella Perrier, president of the Sitka Conservation Society, would like to make it a part of my future. I asked him if much had changed about using firewood in the last 20 years.
Probably the correct answer with that would be no.
But LaPerrière says there's an upside.
I personally like burning with wood. It's good exercise. The old saying, wood heats you more than once, is definitely true. I personally like going out and cutting wood. I like stacking wood. And crazy as it sounds, I hand split all my wood. I don't use a power splitter. But that's my cardiovascular exercise, and it's cheaper than a gym membership and just as good for you, and you really feel like you've accomplished something.
Despite being surrounded by forest, Sitka does not have large amounts of firewood available. LaPerrière purchased 20 cords of dry hemlock last year from Wrangell. Before the APC pulp mill closed in Sitka in 1993, residents salvaged a lot of firewood from beaches after wood broke loose from the huge log rafts that were towed right through town. LaPerrière says regional sawmills might help plug this gap, but not with firewood.
All the wood processors here in southeast Alaska, since the pulp mills have been closed, they primarily push their sawdust and wood scrap up into a pile and burn it outside. I mean, how crazy is that when we could be making pellets and burning those pellets in our homes?
Only one mill in southeast, in Ketchikan, is making pellets from wood waste, but the market is growing. The Sea Alaska office building in Juneau installed pellet boilers and has been running them for some time. Now, the Coast Guard Air Station in Sitka has installed a pellet system, which is currently undergoing testing. Pellets for homeowners in Sitka have been available in relatively small quantities from local retailers for years. One definite area of improvement in wood energy is the equipment itself. LaPerrière says there will be several wood stove retailers and contractors on hand at the fair to talk about some of the major advances in stove technology. According to LaPerrière, the numbers are impressive.
Some of these stoves, the efficiency is well over 90%. They've got the reburner and the catalytic converter. They're calling them hybrids, and I believe the efficiency is like 92%. So when you think about that, that's pretty darn efficient. That's better than any oil fire boiler.
LaPerrière says he pulls the catalytic converter out of his own wood stove two or three times a year and washes it in the kitchen sink, a 15-minute chore that makes a dramatic difference in the flue gases from his stove. LaPerrière and the Sitka Conservation Society consider wood stoves to be carbon neutral, since the replacement trees absorb large amounts of carbon, especially in their first 75 years of growth. But there are other environmental organizations, most notably Greenpeace, who point to data suggesting that the carbon from wood burning stays around far longer. But what's not in dispute is this. Sitka has reached the end of its hydro capacity and was forced to turn on diesel generators last winter. The upcoming Blue Lake expansion project may take that hydro plant offline for up to a year. LaPerrière believes we could be paying a lot more for electricity in the interim.
And I don't know about the rest of you. I don't mind putting a sweater on, but I don't really want to live in a 50-degree house. And to me, it just makes a lot of sense to be burning a wood stove.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.